Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's so encouraging to see the front seat filled.
Not much room for me.
That means you're supposed to stand, kneel. I'm not
kneel.
There you go. For those of you who are not familiar with the insider joke, revival starts at the front. When the front chairs are filled from the front to the back, it's a characteristic of all places where there's revival. It seriously is.
Yep.
Seriously is. So welcome. And if you're in the back seats, welcome. Absolutely. Oh dear.
And just while we're on the note, you might note we've got a new ceiling.
Oh, we have.
No one's noticed, probably.
We have.
So all the holes have gone.
The flies are no longer going to drop on you.
Yeah.
Understanding will be better this morning.
That's right.
Good. Any other notices while we're at it? I tell you what I'll do.
It notices, yes. Make sure I've given out most of the annual reports, but make sure you get one on the way out. We haven't got one.
Annual report notices on the way out. I may as well give the notices while we're going. Flexibility is the name of the game. There is the resource meeting on Tuesday evening at Tapanui Church. If anybody can make that's usually an inspiring time. Ian Hislop is going to be speaking about his experience of rural ministry and leadership. So that should be a good time. Next, on Saturday and Sunday, the 25th and 26th, Jeff Nichols is going to be at Tapanui New Life Church. Now, he ministered at Riversdale Presbyterian a short time back. A great, no sort of weird kind of stuff going on. It's just a wonderful vessel, I guess, of God's grace to touch people for healing. Ross, would you say it was a good time with Jeff?
Yeah, he's just a good, honest guy, and he's got a wonderful testimony of being healed from something pretty devastating.
Yeah.
And he just wants to share how that can happen with others.
Yes.
From a place to do that.
So that's on Saturday evening, 7 o'clock, I believe, and Sunday morning at 10:30. We would discourage you from going to that one. but at the same time, we'd also encourage you if you sense that you need to go and receive something from the Lord. So there's that freedom to do that. On the 22nd, there will be the annual meeting here. Bring something for supper. That's always an important part of that. But one of the things that we purpose to do is to, and this is kind of a coming out of a little bit of last week's congregational meeting that I wasn't here part of, but we want to create an opportunity for discussion about settled ministry for the future in this parish without the pressure to vote on anything. An opportunity to talk, an opportunity for us to listen. So... So that's going to be part of the thing there. Situations vacant, an opportunity for ministry is available. It's the sound desk. As at the end of this month, there will be no people on that. We need help. And if you can volunteer your services for, say, once a month, training shall be given. And you know, it's a fairly big part of what we do, and I don't know how we can thank Jo enough for her commitment to this. Incredible. Thank you again, Jo. So if you can put your hand up by seeing Jo or myself, or please let us know if you'd be committed to being part of that team. So that's pretty important for us. Any other notices?
Women's Fellowship. This Thursday at Margaret
Gardine's
at
2 o'clock. 2 o'clock at Margaret's.
Thank you.
Wonderful. We're on a roll here. That's good. Communication is key, it's important. Worship is vitally important. That's the number one thing we're here for, right? Let's join together and sing this amazing hymn, Be Thou My Vision. And, we need vision that comes from God. Be Thou My Vision. Incredible words in the song. Let's stand and sing this show. Join me as we pray. God, we come this morning not as strangers or foreigners, but we come as your children. And you're our Father, you're our Abba, you're our Daddy. And thank you, Lord, for the amazing intimacy that you invite us into and you call us into. God, we weren't part of your family at one time. But thank you, Lord, for your touch upon our lives that has called us into your family. And we have this amazing thing to live with you, to walk with you, to listen to you, to worship you. What an amazing thing that is. We thank you today for your faithfulness, for your mercy, for your grace upon us. Lord, you're always there when we need you. You've never turned us away. You've never failed us. You've never failed to fulfill your promises to us. In the difficulties we face in life, you've been right there with us. You've helped us through. Lord, you've caused us to go past those difficulties into a higher place. We bless you for that. Lord, we want to do what pleases you. We're available because we've surrendered our lives to you. And Lord, you can do with us whatever you choose. We're busy. And we're busy with the business of living in the here and now. We have jobs, we have families, we have responsibilities. We get involved in all kinds of things. some not so important and some of them very important. But help us, Lord, to prioritize the most important things, the best things first. Help us to keep those straight. Help us to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, and let the other things fall into their rightful places. Help us to make the right choices, I pray. Lord, we pray for the needs of our people today. We've all come with stuff, I guess. And maybe nobody on earth knows about the struggles and the burdens we face. But you know. And you invite us to bring everything to you. And Lord, we come to the foot of your cross this morning. We thank you for the covering of your precious blood. We thank you for the power, the indwelling power of your Spirit that causes us to rise above these things. So we reach out to you. And we know that you're already reaching out to us. And we ask you to meet our needs this morning. We pray, Lord, for different physical needs, for financial needs, for emotional needs. Some of us need healing in our relationships. Lord, as I speak these, I know that in minds run through those needs, and but we bring them to you. Thank you, Lord, that you heal us. You're the great healer. And together as we come today, Lord, we also pray for our community. For those all around us, for those in our circle. We pray for our government officials and those in leadership over us. We pray for divine wisdom, divine strategies, the ability to lead justly and wisely. We pray for our Prime Minister, Jacinda, those in our national and regional government. We pray for a revival of godliness and righteousness and holiness again in our country. For the forces of evil to be defeated. Today, Lord, we pray for our denominational leaders, for presbytery. Give them prophetic insight into the way ahead. We pray for our ministry settlement board. Give them clear, crystal clear insights as to the kind of ministry leadership for the future of our parish. And God, we pray today for your word as it is preached around the world, as those who gather in similar ways to us, small groups, large groups, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would be manifest and there would be freedom to give glory to you, Lord. And so we ask these things, and we know there's many more in our hearts, but we ask them today in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Well, welcome back, Lynn. Good to see your suntan face. Yeah. Got stories to tell, I'm sure. Any anniversaries, birthdays, celebrations, certificates, diplomas? Degrees conferred? Anything? No.
We had a wonderful evening at the Croydon Lodge last Sunday to continue the celebration of Keith's 90th birthday.
Wonderful. And Keith continues to enjoy 90. Roll that out for as long as it can make it work. Keith, good for you. Absolutely.
The presence of this church and the Otama community along with the school and the hall was actually mentioned in Parliament this week to do with the first reading of the bill about the Otama water scheme. Out of all of that, it just behoves us to keep our Christian faith alive in our district.
Oh, thank you for that. Yeah. Mentioned in Parliament. Important. True. Okay, well, very good. Ethel. The offering. There's something about the offering that I keep forgetting. Thank you for reminding us about that. Let's receive our offering, shall we? we thank you this morning that it's our joy and it's our privilege to honor you with the fruit of our hands and our minds. And Lord, we dedicate this offering to you for the money that would be used wisely and for your purposes. Lord, that your mind and your heart would be behind this. Lord, thank you that it represents so much. It's an offering that we bring to you. It's our worship. And we do that today in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you.